And welcome into another post-game edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Stars win their fifth straight preseason game. Quite the start to this season for the Dallas Stars, albeit it won't count when the regular season begins, but not a bad thing momentum-wise. This time they win in Minnesota by the score of 4-2. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for supporting Spits and Suds. We truly appreciate it. I really felt as though the Stars dominated this game from start to finish. Minnesota basically got their goal in a span of 24 seconds, their two goals. One was a power play goal, and then they scored after that. Deflection was caused on one of the goals. I thought overall Casey DeSmith wasn't really tested at all. It was just one of those games where, you know, you kind of wanted DeSmith to get tested just a little bit. But it was all Dallas Stars basically in this game. So there were a couple things that I wanted to bring up. First of all, and I think you'll see it on Thursday as well, but tonight, no Hintz, no Johnston among the notables, no Jamie Benn, no Tyler Seguin, no Matt Duchene, no Mason Marchment, you know, dealing with injuries. Same with Bork, Haskinen, Harley, Dadonoff, Dumba, Lindell, Ottinger, just to name a few. They put out the minimum of veterans that you needed to go out there, and they got the job done. And to now, Minnesota did not throw out Kirill the Thrill or Hartwell or some of their players. But at the same time, you know, I think it shows a lot about the depth in this organization when you can go on away turf, doesn't matter if it's preseason or regular season, and kind of control the whole game. And that's what the Stars did without kind of their 2024-25 makeup out there. So a nice win. It was one of those games where if you're watching from a fan's perspective, I get it. It was just kind of up and down the ice. Not a ton of excitement. But the number one story has to be, once again, Logan Stankoven. In four preseason games that he's played, he has 5 points. And basically, the points all came in three games, and then the one game he didn't score, which was the opener in the win against St. Louis at the AAC, he had 9 official shots on net. He was all over the place in that first game. He is the story of the preseason, and my goodness, if he can take that Wyatt Johnston step in season two, we truly have something special. He is just creating so much space, and the puck finds him. And I could probably say the same thing about Cole Lind in this preseason, and I think that's why he should get the last forward spot. But Logan Stankoven, I mean, when you look at offensively what he's doing and then the defensive hustle, certainly not a liability out there. You know, you look at the size, you look at the skating ability, not saying that he's slow, but he's not the fastest person out there as well. He just gets it done. And that's what gets me so excited about this kid. Man, is he good. So number one star tonight in Minnesota, Logan Stankoven. Let's talk about R2 Hero. A nice goal on the power play off a deflection, kind of Joe Pavelski-ish. We were using that term now. And Cole Lind with an assist as they battle for a position. Either way, Jim Nill deserves a lot of credit for this signing. When the general manager drops a name to you sometimes in the media, you're like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll watch. But R2 Hero has made Jim Nill look so good in this preseason. He has looked terrific, and it looks like he is a terrific depth signing for the Stars. Only 23 years old, real nice size, 6'2", about 214. He's got a nice shot. He's got nice net front presence. Like I said, he's a bigger gentleman, And that will only get better as far as his net front presence when he becomes more accustomed to the North American game and a lot of technique involved. And once the coaches can spend a lot of quality time as far as how he can get in front of the net and some of the techniques that he can use. Remember, preseason, they're going every other night. And they have so many players to try to work with in such a short time. So imagine Artu Hero with individual coaching, whether it's the Texas Stars or it's the Dallas Stars. The only thing I'll say is it remains to be seen. It's a really, really nice preseason, but we could say the same thing about Cole Lynn. Thing I like about Cole Lynn, guy was lighting up the AHL with over 120 points in the last 2 years. That is massive. So a little bit more seasoning as far as the North American game for Cole Lynn. But remember the start Joel Kiviranta had with the Stars, the playoff hat trick to propel the Stars over the Avs in Game 7? Probably one of the best individual efforts in Stars playoff history. But at the same time, after that, I mean, he was good, and he's still good with Colorado. Heck, you're in the NHL, and you're playing on a nightly basis, but he is a fourth-line player. And I think when you come out of the box flying, people think that, ooh, this guy, you know, maybe he'll fit on the third line. Maybe he'll fit in the second line. No, I think he could be semi, you know, versatile in that he does have the scoring ability to move up if there was injury, but this is really a fourth line player. And so is Colin. And that's what kind of they're fighting over is that extra reserve spot in the event of injury where they can get a guy with the team spending day after day and that they can fit in with no issues. So excited to see what Artu Hero can do. But at the same time, you know, remains to be seen, but overall real nice signing, regardless if he ends up in Texas or if he's with the Dallas Stars, getting a 23-year-old like that overseas. No one else was looking at this guy. And the fact that Jim Nill and the scouting staff, Yuri Lehtinen over in Finland vouched for him, things like that. You know, that's the kind of thing that makes Jim Nill two-time general manager of the year. As much as we'd all love to say, you know, you look at some of the signings, you look at Robertson signing, for example, or Jake Ottinger re-signing with the club. Those are restricted free agents. You know, general managers kind of have to do that. But it's these little signings to me, or it's the trade deadline deals, getting Tanev and not giving a first-round pick. You know, just players like that, getting Dadonov a couple of years ago. You know, I mean, those are tremendous trades that really haven't come back to bite you, but you've really, really benefited from. Max Domi, another one that they benefited from a couple of years ago where you didn't have to give up a lot. So stick tap to general manager Jim Nill on the Artu Hero signing. I just keep saying his name because I really enjoy saying his name. The other position I do have some questions about, and I didn't have questions about going into the preseason, but now I'm starting to have some question marks, is not the seventh defensive spot, but what about the sixth defensive spot, that third pairing? I've mentioned that Lyubushkin's been okay. He was in the lineup tonight. Really haven't seen him stand out and like, wow, this guy. But he's going to be in your top six. But what about that final position in your starting defensive rotation? Brendan Smith didn't have that great of a game tonight. And I would say that he's just been kind of okay or there. And this is a guy that's played a lot of hockey in the NHL. A lot. He's known for his shot blocking, and maybe that's the reason why. Maybe he's a guy similar to a pitcher in spring training. You know, what we don't think about in these games is that players are working on various aspects so they can be at 100% for the start of the season. Mike Bassick on The Fan says it best, you know, if you give up a home run in spring training, based on a pitch that you were trying out. Well, you know what? That's spring training. That's what it's for. It's to test these things. Maybe Brendan Smith's just getting up to speed. But at the same time, it's interesting because Nils Lundqvist, I think, has actually looked pretty good in this preseason. So it's going to be interesting what's going to happen. I think inevitably they'll go with the guy with NHL experience in Smith. I think it's great that you have a Lundqvist. I know a lot of Stars fans down on him, and I understand that. But remember this. This is a guy who has NHL experience, and he's playing, in the event of injury, let's say. That's pretty good to have a guy with NHL experience coming in. So could we see Nils Lundqvist take that spot? That remains to be seen. So Thursday night, preseason game number 6, I fully expect they have to play so many of their regulars. It's a league mandate, but I would expect a lot of players once again to sit and or limited minutes for goaltending. It's just going to be one of those things that in St. Louis on Thursday, I get that you might want to go 6-0, but at the same time, please do not get injured. I mean, bubble wrap everybody and send them up on the ice. That's what we need to do. We need to put them in the balls that were big for a while, those kind of puff balls where if you knock into somebody, you know, you fall down, but you're in a protected ball, so that's okay. That's what we need on Thursday night because, you know, this team has clearly proven that they're among the tops in the Western Conference for what they did last year and for what they have done this preseason. They have looked very, very impressive. They have controlled the play. Teams have had spurts. But when you look at kind of an overall picture, what game were they dominated on? And the answer is all 5 games. I thought the Stars, you know, Colorado was kind of bumpy in the second period. Lots of penalties in the first matchup, game number 2. But other than that, I mean, sure, there are going to be some small momentum swings, but it's much more consistent, at least in this preseason, than what we saw in last year's regular season. So excited for game number 6 and to get it over with. And then we start the regular season, which I'm super excited about and will be with you every step of the way. So that's just kind of a recap and some of the things I saw tonight. So we will talk to you again during the week, and it'll be interesting to see who remains on the team and who gets sent down. And you know that Spits and Suds will cover it for you right here on 105.3 The Fan. Have a great day, everybody.